Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Welcome to episode 44 of The Bracket. Today, we are going to be debating the worst things about New York City alongside two of, I would say, Barstool's biggest New York City haters, Big T and White Sox Dave, which I think is accurate. I think you're the two biggest haters, is that right?
Easily.
I'd imagine so.
Dave?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I think anytime you come to New York City, there's at least 20 tweets that follow it, just shit-talking about the city, Yankees fans, people, like everything about it. So I thought you'd be perfect for this. All right. So, but before we get into that, we're going to talk really quick about Whatnot. All right. Let's talk about Whatnot. If you haven't heard of Whatnot, it's a live stream auction app where you can buy collectibles, comics, and really almost anything else. They bring businesses and people together through commerce where sellers can host live streams. Engaged connoisseurs like yourself can bid in real time. With live streams happening 24/7, you never know what you'll discover. Now, Barstool is Whatnot's newest seller. We'll be going live on Whatnot, running shows, and selling whatever, basically never before seen items on and Whatnot exclusives. We talked about it a lot. We just talked about it with Stephen Shea. I'm thinking about the recording order is not going to show it that way. But Stephen Shea won a pretty penny of the Whatnot slush fund that they got through selling some PMT merch. So you can create a Whatnot account using the link in the description and get $10 off your first purchase. And make sure you follow the Barstool Sports page to get alerted whenever we're going live. Thanks to Whatnot.
Who now?
The Whatnot slush fund will be going right into Stephen Shea's bank account. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, bullshit. We just decided on the Yak. Very exciting. Yeah, I have to not watch a Bucks playoff or a Bucks primetime game with KB or someone else doing play-by-play for me.
Playoff games are prime time as well.
Mm-hmm. Not always.
What are you going to buy with your $12K?
Probably just put it in our savings account. Nothing.
You got to get you one.
Yes.
$12,000 you didn't have this morning.
Put $11,000 in, spend a K.
Yeah, you spend $1,000, what are you spending it on?
I don't know. Probably something really lame. Like I'm in these like memorabilia groups on Facebook.
Yeah, get something you want or like. That's not lame.
Yeah, that's not lame at all.
I was in Surviving Barcelona for a week and I came home. I was there the whole time and then I had nothing to show for it. So.
There you go.
And two contestants walked away with a full cash prize somehow.
Basically, yes. Yeah.
All right, before or actually we did our ad. So our first matchup of the worst things about New York City, our 12 seed, is a simple one that I don't think a lot of us have to deal with, but it happens if you're Ubering or if you're driving to the city, God forbid, but traffic. Traffic is one of the worst things in New York City. It sucks. And it's something where, like, for me, I didn't realize how truly awful it was until I went to another city by car and realized how easy it is to get around. Like, it is – I think I was driving in, like, Charlotte. Charlotte's, like, a pretty big city. It's, like, giant. And, like, I drove – I could see the city. I was on the outside of it. 10 minutes later, I was in the middle of downtown. Like, it's crazy how much easier it is.
Because nobody wants to be there.
Yeah, there's better and there's worse. L.A. sucks. Boston's really bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. D.C. bad.
Yeah, D.C.'s bad.
Holt, Texas, every major city.
It being an island and all the tunnels constantly being clogged is just – it is hell. And it sucks. And especially if you're trying to Uber somewhere and you get caught in a parade or get caught in, like, some sort of traffic accident, you're just fucked. And going up against that, it's number 5 seed, rats – and cockroaches. Ooh. So the combined a little vermin vote.
5.
You think that
should be
higher?
A 1.
That's a 1.
It's pretty high. You'll see the ones above it. It's you'll see. All right. So Owen, you go first. Traffic or rats/cockroaches?
So the traffic I see, it's probably mainly tunnels and bridges. If you're staying in the city, I think it's the best place to get an Uber, opposed to any other city, and that's what's important for me. I'll go with vermins.
Vermin. I never had cockroaches in my apartment. I did find a rat once.
Yeah, I currently have rat and mice.
Rats and mice. Well, you live with Sass and...
Dukes.
Sass and Dukes. That's a rat-friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that same place we've been to before?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rat-friendly place.
Yeah.
Very rat. That's tough. Very. Che.
You could be annoyed by sitting in some traffic on, you know, the bridge and tunnels, or if you're going out to Connecticut, the sawmill, something like that. Or you can have literal rats destroying your things and making your place almost unlivable.
Including this office. There was still a giant rat infestation here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you were staying here for Surviving Barstool. When we were there, you would see them as soon as the lights go out, you would see them everywhere.
They scurry right by the rundown set.
Yep.
They're not that prevalent. I did see 2 mice, and they're in the snack closet upstairs.
That's pretty prevalent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
When we all eat.
They were getting into people's locked drawers and eating like food they had there. Like, it was incredible.
Yeah, when we were closed for an office for a long time, they destroyed everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's particularly close. It's got to be. Cockroaches, honestly, are worse in my opinion.
I would rather have 1,000 mice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cockroaches. Yeah.
Versus rats, too?
Cockroaches are disgusting.
And like, if you crush them, it leads to you having more cockroaches.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they like lays their eggs or some shit.
Oh, no.
Pheromones, and makes more cockroaches.
Have you been smashing, Tommy?
Oh, spray him.
I just had a cockroach issue.
Well, what a paradox, because I'm not going to not kill a roach.
Yeah, that's
fuck, that's right.
I thought cockroaches don't die.
I lay out a trap.
You're supposed to fucking...
Raid.
No, yeah, no.
Him. Wait, what did you
Tommy's
do?
Tommy's living in a roach house.
I literally just... All right, so I live on a double-digit floor, so I don't really have any cockroach issues. I've saw once on my balcony like a year ago. Yesterday, I washed my sneakers, in the laundry. They said to air dry them, so I laid them out overnight on my balcony so that they could dry off. Today I brought them inside just this morning in my room, put my shoes
and
a cockroach just like fell onto the floor. The scream I let out, spider ran into my room. It was like, what's going on? And I crushed it because I immediately was fucking scared. I crushed it with my shoe. Now am I going to get fucking cockroaches in my room?
Yeah, you should go home right now.
You should go home. We should leave here.
Spray it with Raid.
Spray it with Raid. And the same spot. Did you Kleenex it or something? The spot where you crushed
it? No.
Is it still there?
What?
Well, I picked it up with a fucking...
You picked up all the eggs?
You left like the roach guts and stuff?
There wasn't really any guts. It was pretty light. Actually, you know what? I don't know if I killed it totally. I squished it and I...
So you crippled him and threw him out a window or in your trash?
I threw him down the garbage chute.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
So now you're going to have a roach infestation in your whole apartment as opposed to...
Yeah, you just sent him to paradise, dude.
Yeah, fine. It was pretty close to dead. Oh, boy. Fuck. Was it a male? Did you see the penis?
No, I didn't look at its penis. What is that, a human?
That was a dumb idea. Jesus. But yeah, fuck. So rats or cockroaches... Tommy, I mean, based off this.
That's worse. So I was going to say, like, as a staunch New York City defender, I'm going to try everything in my power to spin everything on this list to a good thing. I cannot do that.
Oh no, I really like just got sick to my stomach. But I don't know if I had like where did it? It must have only come from outside. If
they can fly. They
come from outside, yeah.
Yeah, they can fly.
Like, they fly?
Yeah, they got little
cockroaches, brother.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was a flying one.
Some of them
got to you.
Well, like, how can it get? I they're never really inside.
Yeah. Wait, how did they? Why did it go in your shoe if you just cleaned it?
It was wet.
No, like I left my shoe on the balcony.
And those shoes?
No, different ones. Yeah. I guess I had one on the balcony and it fucking climbed.
You know that it's very likely it laid eggs in your shoes.
Definitely.
Like it 100% laid eggs.
Where are your shoes at right now?
In my room.
Oh,
nice warm environment.
Oh no.
Oh, that's fucking with me.
No, dude, you just told us that.
So I just throw those shoes.
At least put them through a wash again.
Yeah, probably wash them again.
Yeah, at the very least. But now those eggs are going to, like, they get all over your apartment.
Is this real?
Just put them under your pillow for good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Little egg, like. Fuck, man.
You have to go home and wash those really quickly. Three for rats/cockroaches.
It's cockroaches. No brainer. They can get in your damp shoes and then just infest your fucking house overnight. And your life is, you're going to have to get rid of all your clothes, your bedding. It's going to.
I'm like actually like incredibly upset.
I have like all of the grates like in my sinks and drains so they can't crawl up pipes. I have like traps in my corner and I've never even seen one in my apartment, knock on wood. But I just, it's a precaution. I don't know. You could have the cleanest apartment. You see a roach, you feel dirty.
Mm-hmm. You're going to, wake up tomorrow and you're going to see a roach in your pokey collection?
That's impossible.
Yeah, I know it's enclosed, but...
It's airtight. It's impossible.
All right, Big T.
Yeah, these aren't closed. I've been fortunate that I haven't had any rat problems anywhere I've lived here, but cockroaches, I've seen the first apartment I lived in Brooklyn. I one time walked into the living room and there were three of them the size of the palm of my hand on the wall.
Oh.
So I had to go like grab my shoe and try to like smash them on the wall. I was terrified. I hate bugs. It was the worst. Yeah, it's cockroaches. This place is the living hell.
Mm-hmm. KB?
I think like New York is the only city where you can combat traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, you can walk or take the train. Or
right. Mm-hmm. That's the best place to get from A to B. So, yeah.
Vermont. Which is why it's a lower seat, especially for us.
But if you did drive, then yeah, that's...
Traffic is really only affects me to and fro from the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
It really sucks, though.
Yeah.
You're only there 6 hours early.
Yeah. Dave.
Yeah.
Kind of like Tommy, how he said he was going to do everything in his power to like shine a bright, brimming light on New York City and make it sound all awesome and everything. I've never seen a cockroach in person, I don't think, either in New York City or anywhere else. That was the most horrifying conversation I've ever heard in my life. I was going to go traffic because granted, all the traffic I know in New York City was to and from the airport, which is fucking miserable. It doesn't matter which airport you fly into. But those stories about the cockroaches, I don't do bugs at all. Like, I can't even look at spiders in movies or on TV. Like, I look away. I hate bugs. Hate them. It has to be that.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just there's, the possibility of it happening is.
I'm in
enough.
A world
yeah.
of hurt right now.
Yeah, we just spiked Tammy's anxiety.
I legit feel bad for Tommy. If I were in Tommy's shoes right now, I would
run.
Be
a
cockroach.
If you
like rats, I could
jump on purpose.
That was not on purpose.
That was fire.
So, sorry, Dave, you're saying?
Wow.
No, rats, like, you'll see them out. I've never seen one indoors, but. I mean, little mice or whatever, because they're just looking for heat and warmth in the winter. But rats, you'll see. That's kind of just big city living. Yeah. I think you're going to see that no matter where you are, not just New York City, even though New York City is a disgusting place. But cockroaches, like, I've never seen a cockroach indoors.
All right.
Or anywhere, I don't think.
So rats and roaches are going to be the easy winner here. Clean sweep.
It's got to be. If you guys are walking into living rooms and seeing cockroaches, like, I'm horrified.
Yeah, especially after this story, I feel like it's now emerged from just the five seed to the favorite, like immediate favorite.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, that's going to be really hard to beat.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's probably like eggs underneath of like the insole of your shoe.
Yeah,
my toes are curling.
I don't understand how that works. So they're going
to,
like, where are they going to be born? In my shoe?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
How attached are you to these shoes?
Well, no. How long is the incubation period? I bet you they're already hatched.
Gooch, get on the incubation period if you can.
Are you fucking with me?
No, we're all saying
it's a real thing.
No, this is real. I'm feeling pretty bad.
Very real.
Yeah.
But where are they going to? So
everywhere.
Like literally everywhere. You're going to go home and they're already there.
They're already hatched.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't really know.
That's, granted, there'll probably be dozens of eggs, but only so many will hatch.
Well, I'd imagine there'll be hundreds of eggs.
Hundreds of eggs. Only 10% will hatch. So you'll probably have a 10
bacon. Wait, what's bad?
Gooch.
All right. So I say it's bad. How long do you think a bad time is?
For the incubation period?
72 hours.
Yeah. No, it's so much worse. It's 24 to 36 days.
Oh, that's... Oh,
okay. It'll be in the eggs for that long?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great for Tommy.
That's great.
No,
yeah,
good. And it's like, you kind of forget about it, and you're going to be thinking...
Forget about
single,
it.
You're going to be thinking you're going to be thinking every single day about those eggs for like 24...
Yeah, you're not in the clear for the next month.
Who knows how long the roach... had the eggs for. Like, it could be on day.
Yeah, it could be 30. On the third trimester of roach eggness. Yeah. Like, you could just be dropping them off.
I'm going home. I'm throwing both those shoes right in the garbage.
The deed's already done, though. I don't know.
That wouldn't do it.
You immediately kill it after it fell out of your shoe?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, squished it, and then I think I picked it up with a paper towel, and it looked like. The antenna was moving a little.
Did you throw it away?
No, that's just nerves.
I threw it down the garbage chute.
Okay.
Yeah, again, like Nick was saying, I gave him the best opportunity of his lifetime. You threw him right into the trash. That's where he wants
I let him.
You gave him his, like, what,
fucking
72
15 floors down.
Yeah. Yeah. In the trash?
Yeah, he dumped it down the trash.
Why wouldn't you flush him down?
Down the garbage chute. So let that be the people on the first floor's problem.
Oh, no. Gucci, did we just get
lost Dave? We lost Dave.
All right, there we go. Right. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, perfectly. Yeah. All right, we'll just
Sorry about that.
That's all right. We'll jump straight back in. Okay, next up, we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is one that I think all of us have gone through. It's paying very expensive rent for small apartments.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it happens to a degree in every city, but in New York, it's particularly egregious. Like, the amount you get, the amount you have to pay per square foot. And that's going up against the 13 seed. New York City grocery stores. That includes that fucking hellhole Gristiti's.
There it is.
Among every other shithole, overpriced Brooklyn Fair bullshit.
D'Agostino's.
D'Agostino's.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
No, they
incredibly
overcharge.
Incredibly overpriced.
Yeah.
They're all overpriced. You just got to deal with that. But that one's like navigable and like has good shit in it.
It's true.
Every one of them, though, is super cramped. You could barely move anywhere, and there's a trillion people in every grocery store at every point, and like you can only bring as much as you can carry. You know what I mean? Like you have to carry everything so however many blocks you need to go, and it fucking sucks. We'll start with you this time, Dave. The rent/mini apartments or grocery stores?
I mean, I can't speak to either. I don't know if I've ever been in an actual grocery store. I've just walked into bodegas in New York City, and I've never lived in New York City, but I do know that you guys all live like a bunch of poor people. In spite of making what I would imagine should be a livable wage. So that sucks. sucks. I got a fucking awesome place for $2,500 a month.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're gonna
have wouldn't get you shit out there, from what I understand, right?
But you get to be in New York instead of Chicago.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah,
point.
You didn't think of that, did you?
I don't. New York City sucks. I'm not wed to Chicago. I'd live somewhere else, but I'd never want to live in New York City.
Supply and demand. If it sucks so much, not everybody would want to live here.
That's I don't understand how people actively choose to live in that dump.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, I'm only used to just Manhattan for the most part, which I understand is much different from Brooklyn. I've never been to Brooklyn or Queens or whatever else there is.
Can't picture you being a Staten Island guy.
Are you
actually you would be perfect?
I would not, never mind.
Bushwick Dave.
Bushwick Dave would be you would hate it. Oh man.
But I don't think I would fit in Staten Island, no.
You look like a prototypical Staten Islander.
Yeah, you're just like the Chicago version of a Staten Island.
If you spoke with an Italian accent, you would definitely be a Staten Islander. Like, without a doubt. Put a chain on
him? If you took a BuzzFeed, which New York City borough are you quiz, you would get Staten Island.
Oh, you would.
Sure.
Yeah. Actually, Tommy, know what I want you to do? I want you to either find one.
A BuzzFeed quiz?
Which New York City, a BuzzFeed quiz, you can do that. Or I want you to make one for me yourself, and then we'll find out for real. What I am.
All right.
But I mean, like, I just right can't now? Stand like the
That's your homework, Tommy.
That's your homework.
To Google something.
Yeah, I'm probably going to Google instead of making one.
KB, mini apartments and the big ass rent or
That's the giant. That's the one. That's the number one. That's the worst.
We'll see.
That's the only thing that's inhumane, I think. I think borderline.
Yeah.
Legal.
Definitely illegal.
And I think we're paying at minimum $1,200 more than we should.
Mm-hmm.
Comparably. That's $24,000.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a salary after taxes, like a decent. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that.
Big T?
I was shocked when I moved here at the grocery stores because they're, if you have two people in an aisle, it's crowded. Like, you can't walk by someone in an aisle of a grocery store. But the rent is just out of control. Like, I have a very good deal on my apartment, and it's still sickening.
Yeah, me too. Sickening. And my deal's about to end up. I had a COVID deal. I did a 2-year lease. It's about to end in this March. I'm going to be fucked on that renewal.
They're not just small. They're small and shitty.
They're small and
borderline unlivable. Yeah.
Shitty, expensive.
Not like, just small either. Tiny.
Actually,
minuscule.
Yeah.
Like,
and disgusting.
Apartment doesn't look out. The windows look to a brick wall that's like a foot outside of my window.
Dave is flexing on
outside.
Us so hard, having double the windows I have in his background.
Yeah, I have no sunlight.
This is just the living room. I could take you to my den or my office or my master bedroom if you want.
You're in a house?
Yeah, I am.
What do you have an office for?
What's the address?
I live on the west side.
What street?
My office is my guitar studio. It's got my PC in it and my Peloton.
And he's paying like $300 less than I'm paying for a shithole per month.
Yeah.
Average in New York is what, like four? It just passed four
it's,
grand?
It's something
month?
Absolutely disgusting. It is an insane amount.
$4,000?
Yeah, it's the average.
I think that just, or maybe, was it five? I think it's, the average
the
is.
The worst part is it's went up proportionally with my salary, so I never get to truly live better despite a raise or a bonus.
No, you're arguably living worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a good old-fashioned recession.
Dude, moving here, I had to sell my car.
Hang in there.
And I was like, oh, I have some like walking around money. And then it was like, oh, no, I have to pay a broker fee.
Broker fees should be illegal.
Oh, that should be. I just that should have been on big
$4,000 broker fee.
Yeah. And my apartment was $2,000 a month, which was a ton for me because I had not had a New York salary. You know, I'm moving here from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And my apartment was a one stovetop burner, a ladder up to my bed, which I had like army crawl to get into. I could only fit like an ottoman in my place. So that was like my couch.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to have a bathroom, but like all the other apartments in my building was a shared bathroom in the hall. So I could like walk out and there would just be like half dressed Eastern European men waiting in the
I went there once.
Loofah.
It was pretty much Harry Potter's bedroom.
It was Harry Potter's bedroom. There's a YouTube video that's like living in the smallest apartment in New York City. Mine was like pretty significantly smaller than that.
I don't have a chair.
Yeah.
I have my bed.
I remember
I have in my apartment.
And then I was like, what's the worst that could happen? A global shutdown where I'm staying. And then that's what happened. And then we tried on the Yak to do a push-up competition to hold each other accountable. I could not go horizontal in my.
Not six foot,
I couldn't
six
enter.
Feet of
there wasn't
6 feet
space. Of open space to do a push-up.
Jesus.
It was tough. I would fall down the fucking ladder, and I was paying $2,000 a month. So yeah, that.
Wait, yeah, you said something rivals this on the bracket. I'll be interested.
All right, you'll see, Tommy.
It's the price you pay for living in the
hey,
experience
Tommy, I got
of
the
New
Bronx.
York City.
You got the Bronx.
Yeah. Oh, so you're born to be a Yankee fan.
Yeah, you're
Oh my God, you're a Yankee fan.
It was a stupid quiz.
It was a stupid quiz.
I mean the rent is worse. I mean, I'd still rather pay a lot and live here than pay less and live in, I don't know, pretty much any other city. But a grocery store is, if you just order seamless, you can avoid the grocery store.
Yeah, you eat out for every meal, don't you?
Eat it. Yeah, I mean, delivering. Yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to stop that. I mean, tonight I'm going to pick up a good rotisserie chicken.
Counts. Rotisserie chicken lasts you a while, and that's cheap. I love that.
You bring the cockroaches in, though.
Yeah, that's true. You just feed them.
I just looked it up while we had a technical issue, and it says that's a myth, that if you squash a cockroach, it releases.
Who said that?
That was written by a cockroach.
Yeah.
You were scared enough to look it up, though.
I'm owning up to how very scared I am.
Yeah, currently. I don't think a myth like the dispelling of the myth.
I'm throwing out my shoes when I get home, and I'm stopping at CVS to get Raid, and I'm spraying it all over my apartment. I'm going with the rent.
If I could go back, I didn't get to talk about grocery stores. I forgot. I feel feminine carrying a tote into a grocery store.
No.
Yeah. I have several reusable bags. I'll never use them.
Ever.
I carry my backpack. I just use my backpack for groceries.
Grocery shopping itself is pretty feminine.
Yes.
I can't believe I didn't think to put this on the list I sent you, but the outlawing of plastic bags in this city, disgusting.
And plastic straws.
Thanks to Blasio.
Sickening.
Wait, they outlawed them there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to use reusable or paper.
Mm-hmm. I had a paper bag ripped yesterday.
We still use them, though.
My bodega guy, though, has a stash, and he gives them to me for free because I go in there like every
day. That's the most New Yorker thing you ever said, my bodega guy.
Yeah. He's got
what's happened to you?
You really have become a New Yorker.
Just a week after, he went against Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah, wow. Big T's changing.
These are all lies.
Times are changing.
I'm a Villa guy.
Another
straw we had.
He's a city guy again. He's a New York City and Man City. Yeah.
You would love to go to Man City, wouldn't you?
Yeah. What else feels kind of feminine? Holding an umbrella. I did it this morning. I hate it.
I didn't.
I hate it.
Uh-uh.
I'd rather get wet.
I walked in here damp as hell. Mm-hmm. My head held high.
As a man should.
Yeah. Jay.
Yeah, I mean, grocery stores, there are some very bad ones. You can kind of navigate around it. So they don't do paper bags anymore, or they do paper
bags? They do paper bags.
Paper bags and reusable.
Because, yeah, I have to do the reusable.
But they charge you for the paper bags.
Mm-hmm. It would be funny if they they outlawed reusable and paper. You need to carry all your items by hand just from now on.
It's coming.
I mean, that's
we'll owe nothing and you will be happy.
I used to live to avoid going to Gristiti's, which was a block away, I used to live at 58th and 10th, and I would go to 72nd and Columbus, which is where Trader Joe's was, a grocery store.
It's a good one.
But I'd have to walk back then 14 blocks.
Why would you go there? There's
groceries.
There's a Trader Joe's in the basement of the Mandarin Oriental, which is on Columbus Circle.
There wasn't at the time that I was there.
Okay. All
right. So
it would never
Mandarin Oriental. Hammering that point down.
Yeah. I get it.
All right.
So I would travel back with it holding these typically very heavy bags. One time I was four blocks from my apartment and the bag ripped. So I just had all my groceries fall out and I had to scramble and use my shirt and everything. It was horribly embarrassing.
Very New York City experience.
It's almost 2 miles walking with groceries.
It's a bit of a walk.
That's an insane person.
Well, that was
call an Uber or get a taxi.
Yeah.
I think so. You're making it sound bad, but then I remember I have to take my groceries and put them in my half fridge that I have in my tiny ass apartment.
But at the same time, the rent is too damn high.
Too damn high.
Mm-hmm.
Owen?
Stamp. Too damn high.
Stamp. Two sweeps. I don't think we've ever had that back to back. But that just goes to show you. Next up, we have the 9 seed. This is submitted by Tommy. And I agree, this is the worst. When that hot air blows up from the subway vent and like gets on you.
Yep.
And I included as a combination onto that, whenever you get like when they're doing work in the sewers and like the steam comes out.
Yeah.
From
the steam is the worst. Like, I feel like I'm just getting a disease.
I'm just absorbing cancer. That's what it feels like in my head. But Owen, I didn't even get to the next one. The 8 seed's crime. Probably could be higher, but it feels boring.
Thanks to Blasio.
Yeah. That's another thanks to Blasio one. Crime does suck. You guys have been to, I know at least Nick and KB, you've been to my apartment, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. It's like, it's not a bad apartment complex, like building. Right.
You have a waterfall in
I had a triple homicide next door, very recently. A triple homicide. Still not solved. Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Still unsolved.
They just let them out.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen, they just let the boys play.
Yeah.
Quadruple homicide's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
There's like a building where they like stash street meat carts, and apparently above it is a rap studio. And just this guy just walked in, shot three people dead, and left. And I was just like, oh, cool. That I should hopefully factor into my lease renegotiation.
Yeah, maybe.
But Owen.
Yeah, maybe you'll get to pay like a normal livable.
Yeah, livable wage, a livable rent. Owen, the hot air or crime?
Crime. Not a huge fan of it. I had a couple dead bodies in front of the last apartment I had.
You saw it, didn't you?
Kitchen. Yeah.
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 That makes you feel something. I don't mind the hot air. It's nice sometimes.
it's
a little treat.
Knowing
sometimes.
Where it if it's like it's heat from like poop.
Yeah, it's poop, but
it's poop heat that's like goes
you
right.
Don't think
your
about
leg.
It. Yeah,
warms you up in the winter.
Yeah, it does.
That's a treat.
Che.
I agree. I think the hot air is like a nice change up. Like it's not something you're used to. It's just like
it's disgusting. It's like
you walk over a subway grate, you feel that. You're like,
have you ever seen Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, that's iconic. That's iconic.
That shit's disgusting to me, Tommy.
I mean, I know I submitted.
I don't think the crime is that bad. So, I've never felt safer in a city just because there's always people around.
Dude, my apartment's right next to a police precinct, and triple murder.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, about the criminals here. They don't give a shit. They'll just walk out in broad daylight.
You see that fucking that Grand Theft Auto thing I posted the other day?
Yeah.
Like,
it was on 92nd and 2nd.
That was in the lobby of my old apartment building. This dude, like, T-boned another car and then armed robberied him.
He double T-boned. He T-boned and then went back for a second one.
Second T-bone. Oh, it was incredible stuff. Or really nice. It's a pit maneuver or something. It was very interesting.
Did that guy get caught?
Oh, God, no. They never get caught.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
It's insane. Tommy.
Well, I do think the subway error is gross and maybe more fun to pick. If I had to eliminate one of these things, I would definitely eliminate crime. I am a notorious pussy. I do sort of agree with Stephen Che that, like, walking at night, you feel a little bit better because there's a lot of people around usually, and, like, there's a lot of cars. So I always think, oh, I'll just scream. But it's scary, and crime has gone up a lot in the past couple of years since COVID. Rudy Giuliani cleaned this city up, and then it has steadily descended into madness ever since. A lot of homeless people, which goes in, so I'll say crime is worse.
Crime, Nick?
Yeah, so there's a certain charm about, like, those orange smokestacks in the middle of the street. It makes it feel like New York City.
Mm-hmm. Makes me feel like Batman could pop out of it.
Yeah, it is gross. You're inhaling shit and piss, other things. But the crime, when I'm out on, like, the streets, I don't feel unsafe. But it's like being on a subway car. If that shit, like, you're underground, trapped in this little fucking car, and there's always some sketchy characters. Mm-hmm. And I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm very jumpable, very muggable. Take everything. If you see me, you just have to ask for all my shit. I'll give it to you. But, like, every major city has that. Chicago's probably worse. Philly's probably worse. LA's probably worse. There's worse places for crime. But still, I don't want to be stabbed.
Mm, so you're going to go with crime.
You were talking about the subway. I was on the subway with my girlfriend recently. We were leaving a Mets game, and we were sitting on the very end, like, next to the door that would go the next car. And this guy walks up, just goes, smart move to sit right there in case anything happens.
Oh, no.
And I looked at her and I was like, I mean, that's the guy who's going to make something happen.
Yeah.
We're about to get, like, killed right now. But I just Googled NYC crime. The last 48 hours, woman robbed at knife point by stranger who first tried to rape her. Man killed in violent Brooklyn fight was beaten by stranger. Five people shot, one fatally in less than an hour in Brooklyn. Here's a good one. 15 wounded in NYC Labor Day weekend gunplay, but decline from last year.
I will say a lot, like, in Manhattan, it's not as bad. Brooklyn is very bad. The Bronx, Queens. Manhattan crime rate is, I would imagine, better than the rest of the boroughs.
We do have the biggest population.
But yeah, this place sucks. Crime.
Mm-hmm. Crime, KB?
Yeah, there's people who push others onto subway tracks.
Yeah. There was the guy, the pusher. You should never become the pusher. It should happen once.
Yeah, he's, like, done it multiple times.
Yeah.
And he just goes. He just keeps going.
Yeah.
God, this is just raising my anxiety in so many different levels right now.
Dave, crime or the hot subway air?
I, unlike Tommy and Nick, am not a pussy and will throw down if need be. And I also conceal and carry, not to brag.
You can't do that.
I feel safe.
Can't have a gun either.
Yeah.
No, that's another bad thing about New York City, in my opinion. We won't go down that
route. Chicago's got guns under control.
Chicago has the gun thing figured out.
Well. Yeah.
I'm a legal gun owner. I can own a gun all day, every day. I'm not going to discharge it where I shouldn't.
You can still do bad
stuff. Again, we won't go down
it,
that route. So I'm looking non-citizen. Do you guys have that app or no?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm too afraid to download it.
I can't look at it anymore.
Okay, nothing. So last night there was a person armed with a knife not too far from me, maybe a half mile or so. I did hear gunshots. I've lived downtown Chicago for it's almost 10 years on the dot. It'll be October of 2022. I have lived downtown for 10 years and I've heard gunshots one time, never dealt with, like, a homicide near me. I was in Arizona. There was a homicide that would have been near me had I been home.
Could have happened.
That was
to
like
you.
A block away, but that was like 7 years ago. Mm. And other than that, like, I think that crime in Chicago is overrated. I think that I've never felt unsafe in New York City aside from, like, the sketchball characters late at night when you're in a taxi or whatever going home from the bar. But
when you're in the taxi,
I think that disgusting smell of the city is one of the worst parts about it. So I'm gonna just go with that one.
All right, so one dissenting vote that ruins what would have been three clean sweeps in a row. But
so, Dave, for me, even if it doesn't happen to me, I don't like the fact that other people are getting brutally murdered.
No, yeah. I mean, obviously, I
as long as he doesn't
that.
Have to hear it.
Yeah.
So it's not
come on, you're not waking up thinking about that guy
app.
That got shot in Queens this morning.
Mm. KB?
That's right.
He's right. He's got a point.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
All yeah, right. At all.
Now we got our 1 seed versus our 16 seed. We'll do our chain game first. So we'll be deciding, Dave, who the 16 seed is. The first option is 9/11. Second option is KFC Barstool. Third option, this is from you, Dave, Mexican food. You said in parentheses, every place I've had sucks.
I don't know if that's fair or not, but that's what I've noticed, yes.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Another one from Dave, the hotels.
You guys probably don't have to deal with that as like I do,
live here.
But every hotel is disgusting in New York City that I've been in.
After that, we have
one of the finest in the world as well.
Yeah, yeah.
The vessel getting getting closed down because people keep killing themselves.
It's a bad thing that it was closed down.
Annoying. Yeah. It's annoying that we can't enjoy nowhere. It's annoying we can't enjoy the vessel because yeah. sad sacks keep
some real dark horses going up against 9/11.
9/11 being a play-in game
is wildly.
We are forgetting.
After that is lines versus again 9/11.
It just got way worse after 9/11.
Yeah, slow walkers. After that, So Dave, you get to pick first in our chain game. 9/11. KFC Barstool, Mexican food, hotels, the vessel getting closed down because of the people killing themselves, lines, and slow walkers.
FC beating 9/11 would be hilarious.
Yeah, I unlike the guy that got shot in Queens that I don't care about, I do care about those, what was it, 2,800 lives lost on 9/11-2001. That's coming up in 5 days, 21st anniversary. I'll go with that one.
Okay, one vote for 9/11.
Is he just trying to flex the knowledge that he knows when 9/11 is?
He's like, oh, one, by the way.
I'm on my computer. We're almost
the date.
There.
The name of it is the date.
Yeah.
Still took I'm just saying.
It's not like you pulled out, you know, when Rosh Hashanah is.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Yeah. KB?
That's
9/11, KFC Barstool.
Are we doing this for real with 9/11? But we get it.
Generally, what has been
my least favorite thing personally that affects me is the pedestrians of all kinds and of walking of all kinds, slow,
yeah,
diagonal, every type of bad walk.
People holding hands, hey,
five wide families.
All of that,
yeah, five wide families.
That's the only thing that sends me into rage on like a near daily basis. So I'm gonna go with that. We'll understand what not. The impact of 9/11.
Yeah. What affects your day-to-day life more, 9/11 or slow walkers?
The slow walkers does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so slow walkers.
Without a doubt. Big T.
I'm not particularly attached to any one of these, so I feel like I have to say 9/11, but...
You don't have to. Which
the
one
slow
affects-
walkers thing, like, that's everywhere. I haven't noticed it's any worse here. I mean, there are more people walking, but...
Sidewalks are more packed.
It did happen to me the other day. I got pissed. I guess I'll go slow walking.
Two for slow walkers.
A lot of bad came from 9/11.
Fact.
If we're talking about affecting you personally, I don't know. That might factor into my fear of flying, which really is a detriment to my life. But with that being said. When I see people walking wide, filling up the whole sidewalk slowly, or just stopping to look at their phone, there's a little bit of I'm not somebody who has a lot of rage, but it comes out then.
Mm-hmm.
I get mad. I say things every once in a while. Sometimes it's a family that's probably never been to New York. You know, maybe their first vacation in years because you know the workforce has been tough, and I'll say something to them.
I like to drop a good place to stop.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just under the breath. Yeah. That's a good place. This is very specific, but it's happened to me enough that I've noticed it. People, like you said, generally, it's their first time in New York, stopping on Fifth Avenue every street to take a picture of the Empire State Building because they get a little bit closer.
Little bit closer.
And they're like, this picture's better. And I mean, I'm trying to get just from 9th to 14th. It takes 15 minutes.
Are we kind of tying in? Does Taurus have its own seed? Or are we going to sort of tie
anyone walking in the city?
Right, but I'm saying, could we sort of tie in slow tourists? Or slow
tourists definitely counts. Tourists. We're describing this mostly as tourists, but this is regular New Yorkers, too, that do this.
Like, KFC's right. A tremendous douchebag, though.
Yeah, KFC does suck.
Yeah, he is. I had that on my list.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it was your submission.
Tommy. 9/11.
Can I hear the list again?
9/11, KFC, Mexican food, hotels, the vessel, lines, and slow walkers.
You were shilling for the vessel.
I'd like to go to the vessel.
It's just stairs.
I don't even know what the vessel is.
It's this place people kill themselves on. Yeah, it's beautiful staircase structure.
But it almost looks like it was built for suicide. Like go up to like your preferred level.
There's nothing at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, it's some MC Escher shit. Some Winchester House shit.
Yeah. Let's see. It's beautiful structure.
Looks like a honeycomb.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
It's just steps.
It looks cool. Half the people that jumped off.
Yeah, so people just nose swan dive off that thing.
Yeah, now nobody can go on it.
Now no one's allowed to go up.
A couple bad eggs ruining it for the whole class.
Yeah. Do they have like 24-hour security there? Because like they
you just can't go in anymore.
Yeah, but like at night, like when there's no one there, do they have to, like someone just overnight watching it so no one kills himself?
I mean, the doors are locked.
But no, but like it's outdoors. Not really doors. You can walk that. You can just walk into there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no gateway or anything. I don't know how that works.
I'd prefer that than when they jump in front of the subway and on the commute.
Yeah, it would destroy everything.
I guess they do. This is like a designated spot.
Yeah.
It'd almost be better to have a designated spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not the vessel.
Yeah.
Like a safe injection point for heroin.
All right, Tom.
I'll go 9/11. It was really a tragedy that rocked our nation, and I cannot believe we had 3 votes against it.
How often? No, I wasn't voting against it. I was just, if we weren't, personally.
He's mad about people being against 9/11.
We wouldn't have had that Toby Keith song.
Yeah. Sure, and it did bring the CDN Nation.
Fantastic song.
Mm. I would bet that only myself, Shay, and Ken Jack really remember it.
I'm older than Ken Jack.
Yeah, he's older than me.
I thought you were like 30.
I am 30.
Because I was in 7th grade, and like my younger brother's 4 years younger than me. He doesn't really remember it.
I remember it well.
I was in like 2nd grade.
I was in kindergarten. I kind of remember it just because like I remember my parents.
3rd grade? You should remember 9/11. Yeah, I remember well. I got picked up from school.
I did. My mom, it happened before you went to school, and my mom was just like, they're not going to try and send a terrorist bomb into your fucking elementary school. Like, you're fine. So
I don't think that's when they started doing
the
that.
Twin Towers, the White
they started
House,
doing that. Holy shit!
Huntington Elementary School.
I guess we kind of did that work for them. Yeah. They didn't have to destruction of elementary schools. Tommy,
I'll give 9/11 a pass here.
That's not a bad thing about New York City either. That's just
not a bad thing.
And what are the odds it happens again?
Yeah.
You
shouldn't have said that. You just jinxed
on that day,
right?
Yeah,
probably higher than any other day.
Do you think so? Like
copycats?
Well, lower.
I think it's lower. I bet you security's a little buffed up.
I have a flight this Sunday, so that'd be unfortunate.
Ooh.
Where are you going?
Coming back from Nashville.
That doesn't seem like a place a terrorist would stop before going.
It seems exactly where they would stop, to be honest.
No, they don't want it.
Height of patriotism, country music, flags, beer. Yeah, they're going to nuke it.
It's like a fucking town.
Like Tommy will be there.
Sodom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the other ones went from like Boston and D.C. and shit.
True.
Che.
Yeah, I mean, for the sake of the show, we can't, in good conscience, put 9/11 there. It's just going to steamroll the vote throughout. So, personally, lines, the worst. Like, there's a place you want to go to, and there's just a giant line. If you're a dude, you can get profiled as, taking some of the women. So, they preferentially let women in.
Talking about clubs and stuff now,
clubs or places you're going out at night.
You're getting profiled?
I think New York is better for lines than other cities because there's so many options.
Yeah.
There's so whatever you want to do or need, there's a place that you can go nearby with a smaller line.
It's better than driving 20 minutes somewhere and then just being like, oh, there's a line. You can bounce around.
Sure, but if your friends are already inside.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Screwed. I would say that.
Owen?
9/11.
9/11.
Yeah. Is it going to win?
It's tied right now. 3-3, slow walkers and 9/11. Gooch man, you get to break the vote.
Jesus Christ. Really? You're going to make me do this?
Yeah, 9/11 or slow walkers.
This is going to be the part we clip for the promo in the morning.
Yes, exactly.
Your answer right here.
So are you pro 9/11 or are you pro slow walkers?
I really like that Toby Keith song and that Alan Jackson song.
Oh, I didn't know you had one about it.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go slow walkers.
Yep. Slow Walkers is going up against our one seed, and I know this is a particular one that I know White Sox Dave really loves. Garbage. Garbage is a problem in New York City. The smell of it in the summer when it burns and just makes everything smell like pure shit. It ended up being stacked up on the sidewalks every day. It sucks ass. Actually, you know what, White Sox Dave, let's start with you again. Garbage versus the Slow Walkers.
Quick question real quick. Did the outdoor dining with like the little huts on the side of the street, did that start because of COVID or was that always a thing?
Because of COVID,
they're keeping
Okay, it's like disgusting sitting outside eating and like 10 feet from you, there's 30 bags of piled up garbage or garbage bags piled up like within no shot of you. Mm-hmm. It is the most vile, disgusting thing on the planet. Get fucking alleys or figure out a better method.
You can't
this
just
is like,
get alleys.
Get alleys or have to shave the
Yeah, you can. It's 2022. Figure it out.
They are really gross.
Better method than just tossing everything on the side of the street. And just, there's got to be a better method.
Specifically, again, the garbage days in the summer are so bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It smells like absolutely
gag-inducing.
Yeah. And in the summer, it kind of sucks, too, because it just makes giant obstacles. You'd have to get around.
I think that's worse than the smell. Maybe I'm just numb to.
I was going to say I become desensitized visually and
right, but visually. It is a little bit annoying when you have to like change your route because your typical street is filled with garbage.
When you see the water that's piled up on the it's like green
or brown. Yeah. It's disgusting. KB,
the Slow Walkers by a lot.
Ooh, by a lot too. Okay. Big T?
I think garbage fits into what my overall number one thing about New York would be, which is that you pay sky-high taxes and everything still sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't take that money. Like, you would think for all the money that they're getting in taxes, the city would be efficient and, like, clean, and it's not. Mm-hmm. So, garbage. Like, you walk out your front door, there's 30
walls of garbage
bags, and they just sit there for days.
You're paying, like, $3,000 a month, and you just get to be surrounded by garbage. Nick?
It's garbage for me. There are some streets I just like can't go on. Mm-hmm. And it's like sometimes it's like right out in front of my building, or like I can't open my window because there's fucking mountain of garbage.
It's too stinky to it. Just ugh. Tommy.
Yeah. I mean, like I said I'm a little bit desensitized to the garbage. Slow walkers are more likely an audible reaction out of me. Like Nick was saying, we're more like human stupidity is more annoying. So I'll go slow walkers.
Slow walkers, Trey.
Slow walkers.
Oh, and you get to break it.
Garbage. Garbage is a tale as old as time in New York. Mm-hmm. And the slow walkers from the South only got here a few years ago.
Reverse carpetbaggers, I guess.
Brandon Walker and his family.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, before we get into the second half of our bracket, let's hear really quick from our second sponsor of the day, Threechi. All right, let's talk about our best pals, Threechi. The days of long road trips to rec states for overpriced dispensaries are over. Threechi offers premium THC products that get delivered straight to your door, including dispensary-grade Delta-9 THC. Same effects as traditional marijuana. It's hemp-derived, making it federally legal and that much easier for you to get your hands on. The best part, Threechi is giving Barstool listeners an exclusive 5% off all products. And again, I'll give you the same talking point every time with Threechi because it's true. Get those Rice Krispie Treat edibles. They are unreal. Great body high without getting that sort of like anxiety feel that you get from certain weed products. Use code STOOL5 at threechi.com to experience cannabis perfected now. You must be 21 years old to purchase. Thanks to Threechi. All right, let's get in the second half. Our 11 seed is cyclists. Nick has to leave and go do recording. Don't worry, Hank, he's coming out for a little something. Next up, we have cyclists. Cyclists in New York City suck. They're super, so, super...
Hank is motioning to stay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. More Nicky.
Hey. So cyclists who are super aggressive in the city, they'll like run people over. They act very... I don't know what the word is. They're assholes.
Holier than thou.
Entitled?
They're cunts.
Yes, entitled.
Every cyclist is a cunt. They're all sucks. Yeah. They're very rude and they're fucking... assholes.
What about the ones that fucking drive on the sidewalk?
Those are even worse.
Oh man.
Delivery drivers
too. That's illegal in right Chicago. Yeah.
It's illegal here too. They just do it anyway.
Yeah, they do it anyway.
There's no such thing as illegal in New York City. Nothing's illegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially the cyclists that go the wrong way down. Every bike lane is one way.
For the most part.
They all go the wrong way up the road, and you don't look that way when you cross whatever street.
I fucking hate cyclists.
Yeah. They are the worst.
Yeah. And if you're going to ride in the streets, obey the fucking rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop at a red light. If the pedestrian has... I really... This is a good one. Like they are, I fucking hate
them. Every cyclist is a cunt. I'm just staying that straight.
And I'm super afraid of getting hit by a cyclist.
Yeah. Yes,
I would rather be hit by a truck than a cyclist.
Yeah.
Not a sharp.
Have you ever opened your, well, you guys don't drive in New York City. I've come this close to like decapitating people. So I'll parallel park and I'll be getting out of my side of the car into a bike lane and this close, just watch it, asshole. Use your fucking mirror. It's that's like, dude, get in your fucking car, you loser.
I think this is the rare example where it sounds like it's on you. Yeah,
it's
you didn't use your
on you.
Based on your description.
Fuck them. It's a fucking street. Get in your car.
What was Eddie's big deal? Like he was really pissed at the big ass cyclists.
Yeah, tall bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like once every 5 years or so, you'll see some like hipster riding a bike that's legit like 10 feet tall. And the pedals will be like 9 feet.
Like
it'll
a penny like, farthing?
Yeah, like a penny farthing.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I've never seen that in New York City.
Didn't Eddie list that as like his least favorite thing in the world?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Cyclists as a whole are the worst subgroup of people who aren't like... Their mission isn't to commit a crime. That's the worst group.
Yeah.
That's not exclusive to New York City, though.
Yeah,
like they are right. Satan.
But New York has a different type of cyclist. It's the delivery ones who they're not the same. They're not as snobby and cunty as the others. But they just
I don't mind.
They don't use their brakes.
They just
go 40 miles an hour down 7th from
disregard life.
At least they're doing their job.
And they're on motorbikes.
Right, they're cycling way faster.
They go through lights. Everything.
Yeah. Kind of cycling for fun,
dude. That's the thing. If you want to be a cyclist, don't live in New York City. Go live anywhere else. Like, go live in a city. Go live somewhere that's more cyclist conducive, if that's your big thing.
My roommate's a cyclist, and I cannot wait to cut this and send it to him.
For fun, or does he work for Uber Eats?
What's his name? For fun.
Ugh.
What's his name?
Bagel.
Fuck you, Bagel.
I also kind of want to include involved in it. You ever see the people on like the monocycle things, the motorized ones?
Unicycle?
Oh, the ones that look skateboards?
Yeah, they kind of look like skateboards, like a big ass wheel in the middle, you know?
Oh, that one.
Oh, and those ones too. The ones
New skateboards with one wheel in the middle. Those too.
Skateboarding one, and then there's also the other one where it's like, it's more like a unicycle.
They look like a ton of fun, but
fuck anything, dude. Walk.
Yeah.
Walk.
Yep.
That's going up against the months of winter and summer in New York City, which like I think spring and fall here are okay. Like they're solid, but winter and fall are the worst. In the winter, you get that sludge, that slush shit everywhere where you're just walking in puddles of disgusting garbage. And then the summer, it just heats everything up. All the subway stations are a trillion degrees, melts the garbage like we were talking about earlier. It just always damp. Like today, it was like,
so you're saying like 90% of the time in New York.
Yeah, basically.
I disagree. Yes. I like summer in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think it's just too hot here. I'd rather be anywhere.
It's not that. Like there will be a few days where it's pretty disgusting.
It's humid.
But
it's humid today,
for the most part, it's not like unlivably hot.
You just dress for it.
Well, you had a specific take on this, if I remember right, because you said it's as hot as the South, right?
Just about, particularly in Manhattan, because the sun just beats off the pavement and the...
Yeah.
There's nowhere to
hell
go.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. it's just like, it's the summer is about as bad, and then the winter is exponentially worse.
I'm just imagining Jesus Christ jerking off now. That's all I can think
off.
Of. The sun beating off.
But your children.
You're the one that said it.
Said beaten off, dude.
Okay, so Owen, you start this one. Cyclists or the months of winter and summer here?
Yeah, I love summer in New York. I like winter in New York too. I like all the seasons. I think
season guy.
I think whatever season you're in, like you're like this sucks. But then when you're in the other one, you're missing the parts of that season.
Mm.
Like winter in New York, I don't know, getting to a warm bar after making it through that. It's a great feeling. Summer in New York, it's less crowded. People are out east, and you could frolic more easily.
If I had to pick between the two, I'd pick rather winter over summer for sure.
Mm.
Oh, I'd take summer.
Cyclists stink, so I'll do that.
They suck. Jay?
Yeah, I mean, the worst part about winter is like shoveling your driveway or sidewalk, but you don't have to worry about that in New York because the management company just does that. So there's like almost no downside to, yes, it's a little bit cold, but you have to get to work, but like public transportation, you could walk.
What about like the slush and black ice? You ever step into a puddle of like what looks like you're stepping onto?
No, I know what you're talking about, but I mean,
did that once. It was,
yeah,
it's tough.
I had to go home and I was at my old job, not here. It sucked.
Cyclists are the absolute worst. Like, I've never punched anyone in the face, but I've wanted to punch cyclists in the face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've chased one before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you chase a cyclist, you're in the most inopportune situation.
Cut me off on West Side Highway, like a bad cutoff, like obnoxious cutoff, and then looked back at me. So I tried to catch up to him for like 40 blocks. He was dusting me, but.
Yeah.
Go figure. Tommy.
Definitely cyclists. I don't mind. I like summer in New York City. I mean, I hate the winter because I hate the cold weather, but that's not
New York City's
fault. Like, I actually think it's probably better to be in the city for the winter than just like a tundra, like somewhere out. Like, I think
Chicago.
The Christmas lights are cool looking. And, you know, like Owen said, going into a warm bar, like, as Jay said, you don't have to shovel your own snow. It is annoying having to climb over them, but I do feel like New York City does a pretty decent job of actually getting rid of the snow.
Paving, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like so I'll go. The only thing they're proficient in from the city companies or whatever. Nick?
Yeah, I think the seasons are pretty, like, I mean, negligible if you dress appropriately for each of them. And the snow, I mean, I know you guys are going to clown me, kind of pretty.
In the city.
It's pretty when it's happening.
I don't like city snow, though.
Yeah, it's not pretty for that long here.
Not pretty for that long.
It is. When it's pretty, it's very pretty.
Very pretty, man.
The first few minutes.
Cyclists suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Awful human beings. Big T.
I think this is getting criminally passed over. Just the 100-degree summers with no reprieve anywhere. The winter where there's a foot of
that's
snow.
Just some,
well, that's just that's just weather, though, right, anywhere. Like everyone has bad.
I thought when I moved here, like, the summer won't be that bad, and it's just as bad. And then the winter is 10 times worse.
Summer makes the smell worse, too, on those.
Yeah,
everything worse.
And the subway stations, I mean, you can't breathe.
Sweltering.
What sucks, too, specifically, is like the subway stations are trillion degrees, right? And then you get onto the subway, and the people stink. Mm-hmm. People just stink on those subways.
And in the South, like, yeah, it's that hot in the summer, but then in the winter, it's 40.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one cancels out the other. But yeah, summer and winter here are terrible.
Yeah. KB?
Cyclists. Just advice for everyone. You shouldn't write off two of the four seasons you live. Not going to be happy.
Not writing them off.
I know. I'm just saying.
Saying the weather is not enjoyable necessarily.
A guy like me has fun in any season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
I like that.
KB?
Cyclists.
White Sox Dave. Cyclists.
Cyclists. And I noticed Stephen Shea was shit-talking him, but if anybody had, like, cyclist stamped across their forehead, it is that guy.
I can definitely see you.
The premature on the left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
He's got the helmet.
Yeah.
Do you guys have city bikes out there, like the rideshare bikes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are actually a blast. Like, I love them, but other cyclists ruin that experience for you.
True.
I've never been on one.
Me neither.
They're actually very dangerous. You're scared from start to finish because of other cyclists.
Yeah. The electronic ones of those ruin the originals for me.
Yeah, you can't go back.
Yeah.
And then I'm on the Gen 2 electronic.
Yeah, I haven't tried
Silver
one.
Bullets. Much better.
I haven't gotten one.
I woke up at 5 just to have a free road, and I went up to East Harlem on the Gen 2 e-bike. The best.
But see, that's what the only thing that sucks is, like you're saying, when you're on those bike lanes, especially
the bike lanes are horrendous.
Uber Eats drivers and shit, like, they're on the mopeds, they just fucking like weave in and out and
no rules,
corners.
No rules.
They would win the Tour de France. They go so fast.
They are on motorized bikes.
I mean,
for the most
part. You guys seen those like white spray painted bikes chained to signs around the city?
Yeah,
it's called a ghost bike. That's somewhere where a biker died.
They should be everywhere.
No, start looking. They're everywhere.
Okay,
Jesus,
that's where like a cyclist has been like hit by a car.
I don't like that the cyclists have enough organization to do that.
Yeah.
Like, put together memoriams for their fallen asshole brothers.
It would suck to die in bike clothes.
Yeah. So you're going with cyclists. Yeah. White Sox Dave. Yeah, that would.
Yeah, rigor mortis and spandex.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next matchup is the number 14 seed airports, the New York City airports, which I know I'm assuming all of us hate. Like, New York City
I don't dislike them. I don't dislike them either.
Compared to like other airports that are good,
the new JFK is sick. Feels like Disney World. New LaGuardia. I'm sorry.
But the process.
Yeah, I was going to say LaGuardia is way better now than it was before.
Yes,
but the process is
like 20 years of
you have to pay
$50 for an Uber to get there.
It's usually like nine.
Traffic. The air train to JFK, people sleep on. You can get a train from Penn Station to Jamaica, LIRR, for like $8, and then take an air train from Jamaica to JFK for like $2.
So I submitted the fact that taxis and the subway don't go to LaGuardia.
You just have LaGuardia, no, I'm thinking of. It's a gigantic Uber fee, then the traffic to get back.
And then getting to the Ubers is also, especially, it was way harder before with LaGuardia, but some of the, and I think JFK's is still kind of hard. The airports versus, this is what I'm sure White Sox Dave's favorite, New York sports fans, let's say. New York sports fans, that's all of them, but I think for you, it's going to be specifically Yankees fans, right?
And Kevin,
KFC Barstool. Almost beat 9/11 and Slow Walkers to get in. But we'll start with you this time, Dave. The New York City sports fans or the airports?
If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Yankees fans make me sick to my stomach.
Don't you think Mets fans are worse?
No, I don't. Because I am a Mets fan. We're brother and sister teams, basically.
Yeah, you're always losers. Little brother recently, losers.
Yeah, no successful franchise has like a sister team.
Yeah.
Right,
but yeah, brothers on that point, misery. Yankees fans are they're the worst fan base I have ever come in any sort of contact
passion.
With. It's not passion; they're fucking stupid. Yankees fans, as a whole, are a dumb fan base. Mm-hmm. You don't know anything about baseball. Disagree. They cling on to their history. Much of that history was prior to them even being brought into this planet. Yankees fans are the bane of my existence. If I could have, like, if I could gather up, like, every Yankees fan on Earth, I would put them on an island.
It's too late for that.
Just drop an A-bomb on it. Oh. Fat boy and little man. Just nuke them until they're fucking dust. I hate Yankees fans.
Oh, that got really dark.
No, I love
it. It's not dark. It's true. Like, that's my actual feeling.
I wanted all of us to just immediately put Garrett Cole like profile pictures on for our Twitter and just harass Dave for
that. I do. There are some Yankee fans I hate, but that's not the types I feel like White Sox. I hate like the teenage analytic, like 16-year-olds who like read fan graphs.
His OPS.
Like, yeah. But that's not to me
Garrett
the
Cole's wins above replacement.
That's not the stereotypical Yankee fan. I think of like, you know, Vinny Boombox in the crowd.
Greaseball.
Yeah, that's like the polar opposite.
Italian from fucking Staten.
That's not the guy tweeting at you.
There's just so many types of Yankee fans, and two of them are those, but
yeah
it's just like
guys.
The biggest fan base in sports, there's bound to be some people that aren't desirable, but it seems to be you guys find a margin and really hone in on those guys, and only those.
This doesn't just include them. Like, there's, you could dump in like Knicks fans with this too, because like, what was it? They celebrated winning one game versus the Hawks in the playoffs.
Bong.
The streets going crazy.
I think that was like their season opener, wasn't it? Yeah. Triple overtime. Oh, sick.
Yeah. And like Giants fans could be up there too. Like Jets fans, not really, because they're just so miserable all the time. But like you could really include a lot of other ones. And I think in hockey world, a lot of people dislike.
I bet Rangers fans are really bad too.
I mean,
I
don't like Rangers fans.
They suck encountering them on trains, subways, anything like that, because they are always blitzed, like so drunk. Mm-hmm.
Make you feel like New York City. I mean, I'm a Ranger fan, like, but I'd put them low. Mm. It usually goes Yankees, Giants, Rangers. So I think that like what Frankie Borelli always says against Ranger fans, which is a fair point, is Ranger fans carry themselves as if like we've won a bunch
because the Yankees are,
have like
that's
the
Yankees,
Yankees
fans.
And Giants.
So
the Yankees have though
have won a bunch though. That's the thing.
Whereas
they're
the Ranger fans have literally won.
You a Yankee fan?
I'm a Yankee fan.
It was 13 years ago, which is less than half of 30.
More recently than the White Sox by a lot. Also, arbitrary cutoffs. They've won five.
Yeah,
this is what I'm
done.
This is like
baseball
fans in general are the worst. Listen to this shit. Who gives a fuck?
Preach, Tico.
All right, so that's one.
Dude, world championships don't count for sports fans unless you can like celebrate the championship.
You mean like it has to happen in your lifetime?
Not even your lifetime. Like if the White Sox won it when I was two, I'm not counting that. As like,
I know,
like,
but neither Tommy or I have brought up the championships. You've only talked about it the whole time. Like, I think other people bring up this trope so much more often than Yankee fans actually do.
You guys are the exceptions to the rule, though. You're arguing the exceptions to the rule.
Or you're arguing.
Oh, we're the rule, and you're finding the exception.
I disagree with that, even. I think you'd be proud of the history.
No way.
Going to an old-timers day and taking it all in. We're going through Monument Park.
It's like, well, we can't celebrate that we won wars.
I had a great time rooting for the Yankees growing up with my dad. He wasn't an asshole at all.
Yeah.
He was a good
friend
of mine.
In 2005, I was visiting my grandparents in New Jersey. My dad and I went to Yankees White Sox. We used to plan going to New York and New Jersey around when the White Sox were playing at Yankee Stadium. So it was 2005. Do you remember when the kid fell into the net behind the backstop drunk and he was like, so we were at the game the next day. And they wouldn't. My dad forgot his ID. We drove up there and found parking and shit. My dad forgot his wallet in the car. They wouldn't serve him alcohol. I thought my dad was going to light the entire stadium on fire because they were carding everybody. My dad's in his 60s now.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you hate Yankee fans? That's a just
no.
A Yankee
I'm just saying that Yankee Stadium.
That's a general rule.
Old Yankee Stadium fucking sucked. That place sucked. New just, Yankee Stadium, it's like a giant like Buffalo Wild Wings.
I feel like people would argue the exact opposite.
Yeah, old Yankee Stadium was like the most iconic baseball stadium. Man.
All right, so
I don't like the Red Sox either, but Fenway blows it out of the water by a billion.
Fenway's cool, but I mean, yeah, it's 150 years old, 110 years old.
So the winner is New York – or not the winner. The winner for Dave is the New York sports fans. KB.
Just march it down
what is
to
it
the
playing?
Final Four and championship.
It's playing airports, New York City airports.
Oh, yeah, well, first off, living in Manhattan, you rarely have to deal with an annoying any New York fan base because it's so many transplants.
Yeah, fact.
College football towns are 10 times worse.
Hmm. What are you going to pick?
Yeah, they don't affect my life at all unless I was like very into baseball, so – Airports.
Airports.
I feel like airports anywhere are bad. New York sports fans are like, they're a unique type of annoying. Like y'all were focusing on the Yankees. Like the Yankees, as we said, have won a bunch. The Mets fans all of a sudden act like they are the Yankees. Like they've won 5 World Series in the last 25 years.
Sewer rats. They're sewer.
They haven't won anything ever. And and Rangers fans, every Rangers game I've gone to, which is usually only when they play the Preds, but they act like every game is like a Stanley Cup final game.
So I like that.
Is that a good thing?
I like when people are happy
like,
and celebrating.
Like in a mean and abrasive way.
Yeah, Rangers fans are douchebags.
Like, yeah, like it's just, I don't know. I don't like the vibe of most games in New York.
All right, so that's another one for the sports fans. Nick?
I do feel like all New York fans have this pompous air about them.
Called passion.
When really it's just the Yankees that have had the success to back it up. Maybe the Giants... I'll count the Giants too, but the airports are fucking annoying. And like Kyle said, it's going to cost you like $100 to get there. You got to, sometimes it takes 2 hours to get there.
Miss your flight.
Whenever I get back from a trip, all I want to do is get home. And then I'm just like, fuck, I got to wait either in this long ass taxi line or an Uber.
I set my timer as soon as the plane lands to see how long it takes for me to actually step in my apartment. And it could be 4 hours.
Sometimes it's longer than the flight.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Actually, happened to me the last time I went to Chicago. It took me way longer than the flight to get back to my apartment. Significantly longer. Tommy.
Well, I do think Met fans, like the ilk of Meek Phil, are the worst things on Earth, on this planet, the worst creatures. I can't pick against New York fans when I do root for all New York teams. So I don't think New York City airports are even that bad. I think all airports are annoying, but I'll go airports.
It's the distance. I think the airports are pleasant.
The airports themselves are okay. It's just they're so far away from your destination of New York City.
The staff is a different level of rude, too.
Yeah, that too, for sure.
Do you guys do pre-check or clear?
Clear.
Mm.
You got to get both of them. Depending on how much you fly, obviously, but I fly enough where I think it is well worth that, like, $300 total a year.
Mm-hmm.
Promo code Dave.
New York City sports fans or airports, Jay?
I don't mind the airports at all. I think JFK, like Tommy said, the AirTrain is great. LaGuardia, like they have their express terminals to Chicago and stuff like that where it's really easy. So I think the New York airports are great. They're not the best in the country, but I think they're solid. So New York sports fans, yeah, I can understand that, especially from the baseball perspective. Knicks fans, I am a Knicks fan. I've seen Knicks for 10 years. Very fun fan base. They have, you know, the Mecca, Madison Square Garden, but they have been awful for a very long time.
2 decades.
Yes. New York sports fans.
I'd argue that sports as a whole are better when New York teams are good.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Owen?
I think Yankee fans get a bad rap. I think Mets fans are having fun. Good for them. I think Knicks fans are super annoying. That entire playoff run was really infuriating to me, and I was a Knicks fan. Mm. But what was the other one?
Airports.
Yeah, I'll go with that for commute time.
Airports going to move on. Next up, we have the number 10 seed crazy people which is, yeah. I mean, it was my secret way of just saying homeless. People. Yeah, but it's basically crazy homeless people that are aggressive and throw people on the train tracks and like be super aggressive in all sorts of different locations in the city. Never helped by any city people at all. No agencies will do anything for them. Not really blaming them. And that's going up into number 7 seed, like the uptick in prices for everything in New York City. Not rent, but like anything. Like you get a Bud Light, it's like $9. You go like anywhere else.
If you can get a single digit beer, that's a really
good deal. You're lucky. Yeah. You're very lucky.
Coffee is just $7 now.
Yeah.
It's
oh my God, dude. But yeah, just the overcharging in New York City versus like most other places. And like to your, I think someone mentioned this before, like Chicago is like things are more expensive than being like bumblefuck nowhere, but it's nowhere near as expensive as shit is in New York City.
You find $5 beer somewhere in Chicago?
Very easily.
Mm-hmm. That bar outside of Wrigley was super cheap, if I remember the last time I went, like the Billy's or whatever. And yeah, I think it was Billy's, forget. So Owen, you go first. Crazy people or prices?
This is tough. These are two pretty good ones. Crazy people can be fun sometimes. Sass and I had a guy come at us with like a 10-foot spear once.
Huh.
I get frustrated that homeless people are allowed to pee in public and we're not. Because I have two public urinations. And
two?
Yeah, that seems to be a privilege that they've earned. But crazy people then.
Yeah, especially I have a tiny spider when I drink. I'd love to be able to just piss on the sidewalk.
Yeah, just piss wherever you want.
12 a.m.
You gotta carry a throw blanket or something. Yeah.
Jay?
Crazy people by a wide margin. There are some total nutbags in the city that make you fear for your life. So
yeah.
I would pick crazy people over crime just because the threat is very imminent.
Especially around Penn Station. It's real, real bad.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, crazy people kind of ties into crime for me. But yeah, there is nothing worse than just being there and just not going to look. You know, just look down, don't acknowledge this person, just pissing or whatever they're doing. The prices are annoying, but it is almost like I'm almost numb to it still. You know, it's like we're used to it so much that if we did find a $5 beer, it'd be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Never going to leave this place.
Right. So I'll go with crazy people.
Crazy people, Nick?
The feeling of dread I get when I'm sitting on the subway and I hear the doors between cars open. I was like, oh, boy. Here we go.
Showtime.
Yep.
Nobody normal moves cars.
Nobody normal moves cars. Yep. Unless you're avoiding a crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty bad. Like there's been everybody's has their own weird encounters where they felt unsafe. And that's what's nuts. Like all of these some people I'm sure understand, but this is one where everybody has had their own unique experience with a crazy person.
That's how prevalent it is.
I mean, a lot of those people, it's like probably better for their well-being to go to jail, so they're going to try to do that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not with these catch and release laws. Yeah, they won't keep you if you want.
Big yeah. T, who are you going with?
I've had two encounters in this city. One, a presumably homeless man put his hands on me because he said he knew I had a lighter and was holding me there. Another, I was walking down 7th Avenue back to the office from lunch, and a homeless guy reached out and just whacked me in the shin with a crutch. These are the things that happen in New York City. It's a horrible place to live, and those experiences are plentiful. So,
yeah.
Maybe.
It is crazy. It's post-dystopian that we walk home from work and then like 8 people are going to scream in our face.
Yeah.
I had screaming, come up to us, maybe touch us, scream in our face, but they're just, it's disgusting.
I had such a pussy move once. I was walking with my girlfriend away from our apartment and I think it was Halloween and this crazy dude just jumps out and screams like basically right in front of my girlfriend's face. And I just pulled her away and I was like, what the fuck? And like we walked away and she
just
was like,
a guy having some Halloween fun.
No, the way he looked was very ratty, not in like a Halloween way. And I was like, what the fuck is your problem or something? And like, she's like, why didn't you punch him? And I was like,
she didn't say that.
She's like, it was.
What can you gain from that?
I was like, I didn't know what to do. That was rough. That was a tough moment. We're going to have to recover from.
There's no winning from that.
Yeah. White Sox, Dave.
I think I told a story with you guys somewhat recently. The chicken finger joint down the street.
Yeah, Stickies.
Stickies. So I was at the New York HQ, and it was broad daylight. I was going to get lunch at Stickies. It's like middle of the week, middle of the day. Couldn't be more of a safe time to be out in Manhattan. And this dude is just making himself puke in the middle of 7th Avenue. And it is projectile. Like, you ever see that video of the guy that drinks the Ipecac?
Yeah.
It's like it's some guy that's like on Jerry Springer. He can make himself like project. It's like that. And it was a fire hose of bright purple vomit. And people are just walking around it. Like, I'm horrified. Like, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? And people are walking around it like, this is everyday New York.
Just numb to it.
I couldn't believe that people weren't like stopping and like seeing if he was all right or yelling at him, or there was just no emotion evoked other than by me at this guy.
The thing is, like, I'll never help a person in need because, like, I'll just, like, it could be somebody that's really, it's like a boy who cried wolf situation. It'd be someone who's really needs help, but you just keep walking because you're like, oh, no, this is a crazy homeless person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy people is going to move on. Next up, we have our two seed. Two seed is just the New York City subway system in general, everything about it. That includes every, you can loop in the crazy people on the subway. You can loop in the heat in stations like Herald Square is maybe a trillion degrees during the summer. It's inhumane. The delays, the fucking disgusting state of disrepair all of the subway stations are in. And honestly, more. There's like, you can go on and on and on with the subway. And that's going up against the 15 seed Times Square, which I think you definitely had. Yeah. Times Square
below. Yeah. I mean, think about the subway system. It's like, it's also at the same time the best subway system in the world by some like measures.
Country.
In the country. Yeah. Of like,
country. Yeah. Country.
Greece's subway system was so cool. It was like you didn't have to pay for it. And it was just like, I think pristine, like
Tokyo
beautiful.
And Seoul. Or,
they do need more east to west subways in the city. It's crazy that that's just not a thing. Mm-hmm. But I do think like in terms of having to get to places, it is efficient. But yeah, I mean, I never take it because I'm afraid of the crazy people. But that's the fault of the crazy people. Not the fault of the subway system itself.
So you're going to go with Times Square or subway?
Yeah, I guess I'm voting. But yeah, Times Square is the worst. Times Square has all the crazy people, and it has nothing good.
Literally,
you don't go out in Times Square. There's no restaurants. There's no bars.
There is a Yard House. Great restaurant.
It's in the 54
beers on tap at least, right?
Great place. Get you a half yard.
So yeah, Times Square is basically everything bad we're describing about New York City in one place. The crazy people, the homeless people, crime, high prices, it's hot, it's cold, tourists, it's slow walkers, people stopping. It is everything bad summed up in this six whatever block radius.
All right. Oh, sorry, Owen, what are you picking?
Same as him. The subway system, I would say, is my top two favorite things about this city. Everywhere else I go to visit, it's just impossible to get around, and you have to wait for Ubers. I think the subway rules. Times Square is a hell-like place. Actually, it's just hell.
It's the worst place in New York
City. I would like just edge myself with panic attacks every night walking through it to get home last year. It's not fun.
How much money would you need to pay you to go to there during New Year's?
Oh my God, so much money. They all piss and shit themselves.
Yeah.
Because they have to get there 12 hours early.
That's outrageous.
And there's no bathroom break. It's got to be mainly foreigners, I would hope. I don't know. Like anybody who's from here would know it's like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
So, Big T?
Yeah, the subway, like there are things that suck about it, but it will eventually get you where you need to go. And for the most part, it's pretty reliable. And sure, you'll have to sit across from someone that smells like
jerking off
feces. Yeah, but. I mean, Times Square has one redeeming quality in its Yard House.
Have you guys ever gotten into a subway car and had to get out and go to a different one because it smelled so bad because a person shit their pants in it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's happened to me many a time. KB?
Yeah, I mean, I've been taking the subway every day for like 3 years and a few delays, but it's mostly efficient.
One train going downtown is usually okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Times Square is the worst place in the world.
Yeah, it is.
The worst neighborhood? No, but maybe.
Mm. I think
I guess you could avoid it, but you kind of, like, if you want to go north, uptown,
you kind of have
to. I think even just not even Times Square, anything from, like, here up to Central Park is just the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, 28th to 42nd is just no good.
Dave?
I don't do public transportation at all. I'd rather spend $50 on an Uber than $15 on like the Long Island train or whatever it's called to get from Queens to or LaGuardia to Manhattan. I just can't stand the people. I can't stand the smell. I'd rather suck it up and spend the extra money. I don't care what it is. I won't touch the train system here, and it's like way smaller and way easier, I think, than New York City. The only times I've been on the subway out there has been with Nick, and each time I've told him, I'm like, dude, can we just take an Uber? Like, I'll pay for it. I'll expense it. He's like, no, dude, it's easy. It's only a few stops. I'm like, yeah, but it's the subway. So, I mean, I don't know if that's an unfair stigma I make of the subway, but I hate public transit. I don't want to talk to people that I don't know. Mm-hmm. People are the worst.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
No, I mean, I don't want to have to interact with or be around people. Not just talk, you know?
Getcha. All right. Before we get into our playoffs in this bracket, as Times Square moves on, let's hear from our last sponsor, Roman. Let's talk about Roman. Roman swipes are the convenient over-the-counter wipes that are clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. They are uniquely formulated to reduce overstimulation without eliminating sensation altogether. In a 2019 study, they were proven to increase time to orgasm by more than 4x, four times as much time. To use, just remove the disposable swipe from its discreet pocket-sized pack. Wipe on the most sensitive areas of your hoo-ha and allow it to dry for about 5 minutes. When using as directed, Roman swipes leave no scent or taste, and there's no transfer to your partner. They're safe, effective, and no prescription is needed. All swipes include a free 2-day shipping and arrive in unmarked packaging. Try today for as little as $2.75 per swipe. Try swipes today with a special offer just for our listeners. You can get 20% off at GetRoman.com/lights today. That's GetRoman.com/lights for 20% off. All right, thanks to Roman. Now we're going to fly through our little playoffs here. Dave, you get to go first. The rent/mini apartments, which is not something you totally resonate with, versus the rats and roaches that live in Tommy's room.
Give me the high rent.
I'd rather give it to you, as in you want higher rent? Yes,
I would pay the higher rent. Fuck bugs, fuck vermin. Ugh.
KB?
It's the rent. That's every month. As I've never had, luckily, vermin. But it sucks, but, you know, exterminators.
You can deal. You can't.
It'll be gone.
Buy a rate. You can't buy lower rent.
The rent.
Yeah. Big T?
Yeah, same premise. I see a cockroach. Once every 3 or 4 months, I have that rent check come out every month. So,
Tommy,
I mean, if we recorded this yesterday, I would have easily said rent. Now I've been sitting here with a knot in my stomach for 2 hours thinking about how cockroaches are laying eggs in my room. But until this point, I really have not had an issue with it. Mm-hmm. But in June, I'm going to have to move and pay so much money. I have to go the cockroaches because right now the feeling I have is disgusting.
Owen?
I haven't had cockroaches. I'm living with the rats and mice now. We're learning to coexist. I would say the rent prices, just looking at like Dave's setup now, like that looks awesome.
Natural
light, blinds.
That's one of that little those blinds behind me, that opens up to one of three balconies I got.
Oh, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, Owen, you go first in the other one. Garbage versus crime.
Huh. Neither bother me a crazy amount, but also probably desensitized, like Tommy was saying, to the smell.
Yeah.
Garbage worse, maybe.
One for garbage?
See it more than the crime?
Crime. I'm very afraid of crime. I feel like crime and crazy people are
kind of cool. Yeah,
I'm kind of with Che. If you're always like kind of with enough people, you just have to be the least muggable, least beatable, least rapable.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. So Big T,
even if you're like that though, and I feel like I don't live my life in fear by any means. Like I'm a, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But like there are situations that you find yourself in New York inevitably, just like when you're on the subway with a person who's acting erratically and you're like, this could go sideways very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I could live with the garbage if you promised me that crime
would go down.
Lessened.
KB.
It is crime, but it's more of like if you're doing New York compared to other cities, I don't think it would be crime.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I was a victim of crime way more in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
My car would get broken into, but not here, never.
You don't have a car here.
I haven't really even seen it, but it's still crime.
Okay.
Kyle, serious question. Does the wrestling background make that, does it sway your opinion?
I don't think, if someone's attacking me with a weapon, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to fuck this guy up. No.
This guy's got to. You won't put him in a crossface cradle?
Sprawl on a stab? Yeah, that's more of like a line of defense for like a douchebag at a bar. Than an actual crime.
Yeah,
this guy comes at you with like a knife. You're like, all right, get down, get on all fours. Let me mount you really quick. All right, so Dave, I'm assuming you're going crime or garbage.
Honestly, I'd go garbage. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me that. So Chicago's obviously got a lot of issues with crime, and there's this area I hang out in the city that's a very popular like white dude, like all of us, with all due respect to Stephen Shea, hangout area in Chicago. And someone asked me the other, like 2 days ago, like, do you feel unsafe there? I'm like, no, but I probably should, because there's a ton of crime over there. Mm. And it's called the Gold Coast, and it's like a affluent area, but there's just a shit ton of crime.
Back up. What did you call it? What type of area?
Affluent.
It's a bilingual neighborhood.
An affluent neighborhood.
Affluent? What?
Affluent is like, yeah, like I was just saying, like you're fluent in the language.
Affluent, okay. Yeah. Affluent neighborhood. I think you're wrong there, but
You are definitely
correct.
Okay, it's an affluent neighborhood, and now I lost my train of thought.
All right. Well, the point is, crime is moving on anyway. Crime is going up against the rent. Dave, you go first for a chance to get into the finals. This goes into the finals.
Okay. At this point, I'd say the rent for sure. 100%. Because I never feel unsafe, even when I think I probably should feel unsafe, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. KB?
And it's because I'm so fucking
tough.
The
rent is part of like some of literally like felonious crimes going on.
Is there non-felonious crimes?
Misdemeanors?
I guess so, yeah. I guess it has to be felon or felony.
Doesn't even have to be a misdemeanor.
Yeah, the median rent is now $4,100, which is 40% higher than it was 1 year ago.
Jesus.
Like, even just in the last 18, 24 months, it's gotten crazy. Damn. I mean, it's out of control.
That's like rent prices here. It makes so much more sense to buy a place than to rent.
Mm-hmm. So the winner is going to be rent. Would you guys have picked?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just such a pussy with crime.
What are you supposed to pay? 30% of your salary or something?
Yeah.
I do like 60.
More. Yeah, significantly.
And do is the best I could find.
Jesus. All right, now we go to the other side of the playoffs. You go first, Owen, and starting out with airports versus cyclists. I feel like this is an easy one.
Cyclists.
So we're just going to immediately move cyclists on.
Yeah, let's push it.
Yeah, cyclists are going to move on. And next, this one will be a little bit harder, Times Square versus crazy people. Owen?
Ooh. One and the same. That's kind of their hub.
Yeah.
Nurture versus nature.
Yeah. Checking it. Yeah.
It's tough. It's a really hard one. This might be.
Honestly, I'm going to go Times Square, because when you see crazy people elsewhere, they're mixed in with normal people. Times Square, it's only crazy people.
Yeah.
So that.
Crazy people and tourists, basically. Tommy?
That is tough.
Tommy, do you enjoy when Elmo touches your shoulder?
No.
Without asking?
Or getting CDs handed to you?
Yep.
Yeah.
The TikTok interviewers are now like everywhere there. Mm-hmm. Doing the same bit every day.
Every
time.
I guess on in my head.
Would you suck a dick for 10K?
Literally, 100 people.
I guess in my head, crazy people are worse, but I have to choose Times Square because that's where they all are.
And again, this is not like crazy people themselves. It's how we like respond and regulate. I don't know.
Yeah.
See what y'all have said about that's where they all are. That's my argument for crazy people. If you take the crazy people out of Times Square, it's not
right,
bad.
Then it's not so bad.
It's fair. They are what make it bad.
And they make more locations.
I think the tourists make it terrible.
If you told me right now that like everyone in Times Square was either a tourist or just like someone from here like walking through, like it wouldn't be as bad.
Take tourists for sure.
I think
I'm going crazy people. That's a good argument.
Yeah, I'm saying it wouldn't be that
You'd
bad.
Rather tourists than all sure. Yeah.
I think I easily avoid Times Square every day of my life, but I can't. You cannot avoid crazy people in my opinion.
That's right.
In the city.
Yeah. Maybe? It's crazy.
Crazy people. What would you have picked, Dave?
Crazy people. I've never really done Times Square aside from like pass through it. So.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to go first. Crazy people versus cyclists. This is a tough one.
Another one, one in the same.
Cyclists, like I said, that's not exclusive New York City. Like, I fucking hate cyclists in the suburbs where I grew up. They're assholes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going with crazy people.
Crazy people. KB.
I tried to, when I had my electric bike, I would take it to Central Park, and still other cyclists ruin it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Central Park, those bike lanes,
they have the actual cyclists awful. Who think they're professionals. When I'm in my electric bike going 25 miles per hour, they can't stand the fact that I'm like passing them.
Going so
they'll
much
get in
faster.
My way. They're the worst. Cyclists.
Cyclists, big T.
I think it's crazy people in a lot.
You're right, but I can't have it. Like, I want cyclists to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they do suck, but the crazy people, I mean, it's the most pervasive problem.
Yeah, it is.
I also think crazy. I hate cyclists a lot as well, and they're the scum of the earth, but I don't know if that's like as much of a New York City specific thing. Like, okay. I mean, every other city has crazy people too,
but not but New
York.
It's
a different breed.
If you haven't lived here, it's shocking how
breed of crazy people. And again, if I could eliminate one of these groups of people from the planet, I'm eliminating the crazy people.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how you said, like, you could say like cured crazy people. You said eliminate.
No, I'm eliminating.
You want them dead. Yeah. Jesus. Owen.
See, Kyle said something last round that's making me feel bad. I'm not very anti-crazy individuals, but yeah, the way the city deals with
it. The way the city handles
it. Oh, if anything, I guess it's more on the city.
Yeah, no, it's 100%.
But yeah, de Blasio should have been on here.
Mm.
I'll do cyclists.
On your list. Is on
de Blasio.
Considered it, but I thought it was like an all-mayor thing, too. Crazy people punches its ticket.
I did cyclists.
Oh, you did cyclists? Well, either way, crazy people, it was 3-2 in favor of crazy people. Crazy people versus Rent in the finals. Owen.
Sheesh. Hey, this is a good champion.
You gotta be crazy to pay Rent here, right?
Yeah. You can't avoid either of these things in New York
City. Yeah.
It's impossible. Well, if you live here anyway. But I guess if you're
you
a tourist.
You ended up with the right two, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm willing to pay what I pay to live here, unfortunately. So I guess the crazy people would be
crazy. Yeah.
I don't know.
Tommy? Yeah, like, you know, we complain about the rent, but like Owen said, I am choosing to pay. I am choosing.
I don't know. Should we have crazy people win, though?
Yeah, I'm going.
If it looks great on the IG.
It doesn't go on IG. Who wins, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
True. We can let it all fly here.
Okay, yeah, so homeless people.
Yes, homeless people.
Okay.
Send them on.
Big T?
40% in a year. So we moved here knowing what it was, but then it still went up significantly.
Yep.
I think that's.
Do you guys think it's
handled?
But that is everywhere right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't think
it's 4-1 in Chicago right now.
Yeah. No, I think it is. Like, I don't know. From experience, I did people trying to get stuff in like Hoboken and Connecticut. That's just now Manhattan prices. I don't know. I feel like everywhere. I don't know.
It everywhere
so
is going
to I timed my move to close on my place that I bought right on the same day that I was supposed to move out of my last place. And my last place was $1,680 all in, but I did have a parking spot, which skewed the numbers a little bit, but they tried to make me pay $2,400 afterwards.
For
50% increase. Yeah.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Absurd. Mm-hmm. I told him like I was still looking for a place. I'm like, yeah, I might do two. Mm-hmm. So I could have like got him down to maybe 21 or 22. But it's crazy everywhere right now.
No, what I don't get is, didn't they have all these rules in place that you couldn't do this during COVID?
Yeah.
Like, COVID's not over.
Similar, yeah, I think. Yeah.
I think there is a limit. I think in New York City, like, the limit is 8%, but I think it's on certain apartments, so.
Yeah, that's if it's rent-controlled, which most are not.
Yeah, I don't think mine is. I'm definitely fucked. So you're going with?
I hate both of them. I'd be willing to pay the rent I pay more if like this city was nice and like you could, you know, you could move around without there being crazy people to fuck up your day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to go that.
So you're going with the rent?
No.
Oh, you're sorry. I were confused that for a second.
Oh, yeah. The rent would be worth paying if there were no crazy
people. There were no crazy people. Okay. KB?
It's still rent.
Still rent?
After this past year, yeah.
Dave? Rent or crazy people?
I mean, I got to go crazy people because I don't pay that rent. So, like, it'd be disingenuous. But that is, like, I've told people this. They're like, this is prior to us having Barstool Chicago HQ. Like, people would ask me, like, well, what if you got hired full time and they made you move to New York City? I'm like, they'd have to pay me, like, so I live the same quality of lifestyle as I do in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they'll never, ever, ever do that. So it's never going to happen. So, mm-hmm. like, I'll do the part time thing for now on. And that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. And then the Chicago thing happened, which is awesome. But. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but like I would not want to do those prices. I couldn't do those prices.
I am so jealous of those blinds behind you, man.
Yeah, it
looks so nice,
off, man.
Can we see a tour of your whole house, or do we not want to put ourselves through this depression?
No, we can do that. You want
to
do that?
I'd rather not.
I need to.
Let's see one balcony at least.
I need to.
But so can I? I'm like, this is just a house like in a neighborhood.
He's already able to walk more than in my apartment. You would have hit two walls.
The guitar, Peloton.
That's the size of my apartment.
Yeah.
That is my second bedroom. This is, I'm turning this into a bar. That's just a couch right now. That's my grill.
Nah, I'm out.
I'm going to kill myself.
Yes, dude.
Here's my nice ass.
Oh, wow. Dude, look at the size of this thing. Are you shitting me?
It kept going.
Wait, and the glass is broken. Wait,
table shattered.
Wait, go back. Go to the shattered table.
Just now, by the way.
Go, wait.
What? Let me,
I didn't know that glass was broken until just now, right now.
You know,
Chicago crime.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, someone's going to have to fix that.
I think that would be $2 million here.
You left the door open.
Yeah. That's awesome.
There's like a dog's out there. I'll be fine.
That patio had. Rules. There's like broken glass
you guys
over
got a
that
fireplace?
Patio.
Oh my God.
No.
Fuck you.
There's my 85 inch. There's my 65 inch.
Maybe we should all move out there.
Yeah.
No, you guys shouldn't. I'm rubbing this in right now because you guys have to deal with that shithole city. That's the whole point of this.
Dude, his patio alone is like more square feet than my entire compartment combined.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was.
And you own that place, Dave?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
350 I got it for.
That's awesome. God damn it. Oh, okay. Well, hold on.
What?
I mean, that's a house he bought for $350,000, a condo he bought for $350,000. It's not like that's
his payment is less in rent is like significantly less.
How much did you put down to start, if I may?
15%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's like 45. All right, so that's like $50,000.
Not as crazy as you, yeah.
Right, but to get that, you have to put down $50,000 and then pay $2,500 mm-hmm. a month. It's a little different than like just paying $2,500 a month for an apartment.
Yeah, but I get all that money back when I resell it 5-6 years from now. Mm-hmm. Theoretically.
He'll sell to one of us when we eventually move there because we get.
It is. That's just like an option we don't have in New York to like buy and mortgage.
You can't buy a condo here. You need to go through like a condo or co-op board. That's like it's a big process. Anyway,
so I just don't have enough money. It was an article by the New York Post, and I'm not plugged into my mic anymore, so whatever. But
we could hear you.
It was the cheapest apartment in Manhattan. It was $250,000, and it was like a halfway house, but they like soaked it in AIDS water. There was pipes everywhere. There was a Pittsburgh potty. I don't know if Nick is still there.
Oh.
Or KB. Yeah, there was a Pittsburgh potty.
Where is this?
There's a Pittsburgh potty in this.
It was somewhere in Manhattan. I forget exactly where. This was a couple months back. I could find the article, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure it was the New York Post who posted it. But it was a basement unit. There was no windows. Like one sink. It was like bad for $250,000.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, our winner is Crazy People of episode 44 of the bracket. Remember to subscribe and buy a shirt. Make sure to watch Dog Walk, all of Barstool Chicago's podcast and vodcast stuff. It is all amazing. And Son of a Boy Dad as well.
Yeah.
And I guess you could do Yankees podcast too if you want.
Smoke Show, new episode of me making out with Tico is out by the time you're listening.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
There we go.
All right. We'll be back next week with a brand new topic. Until then, we'll see you next time.